Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
If Lovin' Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fan.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little turn. Lizzo, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch us on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
What I have to
don't
do?
Don't tell me there can't be a winter classic here. You know what was funny to me yesterday? I'm watching the social media reaction to this, right? And I almost, you can just tell, and I know I'm guilty of this, right? You know, sometimes you guys say I have rabbit ears when it comes to South Florida hate.
Oh my God.
But you guys are really hating on the Winter Classic being down here now. Like, that's the national thing. Whoa, how are they going to do it? Let me just get this straight. You think they would do it if they didn't know they could do it? Like, this has been not just kicked around. Like, they've thought about it for a while. If they didn't think they could do it, you don't think that, like, you think that they would just, hey, you know what? We'll just have a pond of water in the middle of South Florida.
How different or how less interesting it would be if you had the Winter Classic up in the snow. It's always cold there. They're trying to
spice it up,
right? Exactly.
We're trying to spice it up. They're like, well, what? There's a window. How are they going to do it? I don't know.
That's the interesting part.
We'll figure it out, dude. Right. How about you win the cup, and then you can dictate where the Winter Classic is.
Is it really a Winter Classic if it's 80 degrees?
It is. But, hey,
it's in winter. You're in winter.
This is going to be the most intriguing Winter Classic of all time, Vlad. You'd agree.
Well, because, wait.
Did it
because,
in L.A. before.
Because here's the deal.
Hmm?
If it gets too hot, they can just close the roof.
Right.
So there's...
It's like, it's got to... Like, they can just open up the windows. You know, it's a little bit of a wink. But we're just having fun, baby. What's the big problem? It's because they hate the cats. And you want to know something?
You know what's funny about
stop.
This.
They hate the cats,
can
dude.
When I did my hit yesterday...
Yeah.
What do you think the topic of conversation was?
Jimmy?
No.
Oh, Tyreek?
Nope. Can't and I'm work? Talking about in Cleveland. Nope.
Mm, winter hockey?
I don't know.
Why aren't the Cavs getting more love nationally?
Oh.
Every fan base That's is fair. The same damn way.
That's fair, though. I agree
but
with
every
that.
Fan base is the same damn way.
They talk
way.
More about that game last night. Like, they had a game last night for the ages where it was,
yeah, it was a
15-game win streak. And what are the Cavs
a
on?
10? A 10.
Like, that should have been up and down. And what are they talking about? You got Stephen A. Smith shaming Bradley Beal, which I want to get to because that's a very interesting dynamic that's happened. But they're right. I, as much as I don't like to admit it, and I'll never say these words again, Jay Crawford is right.
But every fan base is like that.
No.
Not every.
Not Kansas City.
Oh, not I don't want to hear.
But I bet you Buffalo is.
No.
Nah.
Yes.
No. No.
God, yes.
No, you can't be saying that if you've won 5 consecutive AFC East division.
But that's my point.
Yesterday the Cats take on the Utah Hockey Club, which It's still a ridiculous name. Come up with a name.
Well, Utes. How about
calling
this?
Them the Utes.
You know, I did the game, right?
I saw that.
So I had to, you know, you got to connect and everything.
Yep.
I'm like, checking the Comrex. Don't see Utah Hockey Club. Got to call, find out. They're still using the Arizona Comrex.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. They got the Yotes?
Yeah, because I was thinking, I was like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I got to use the maybe I might have to use what the Heat might use for tonight because they're playing in Utah tonight. So I was like, maybe I got to use that. No, they're still using the Coyotes Comrex, but the Utah Hockey Club, they need a name.
Dude, it was so funny because even Paul Maurice, they go to him on the ice and he's like, we don't really know how to hate these guys yet. And I'm like, this is Paul. That's why I love Paul Maurice. He's like, we got to find, like, the Panthers are just so, they're so confrontational. They have to build up animosity for somebody. And he goes, all right, I guess. So what the Panthers just did is they decided in the end of the first period is we're going to spend this entire time Kachucking him, which is just Matthew Tkachuk just running amok and hitting every Ute that he could.
All rise.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Wow.
Wow.
Funny you showed up when you didn't send out the beacon.
Yep. Yep. There she is, everybody.
When you didn't send
a little more, There you go.
When you didn't send out the beacon.
Yep.
Hello, Jennifer.
So, what happened was Paul Maurice is like, yeah, we got to find out a way to hate them. And I think the thing that's funny about the Panthers that's become this is like, yes, very clearly all of their opponents hate their guts because Leroy. Do you want to know why the Panthers? Here's the thing with the Panthers. They will fight anybody. And when I mean anybody, I mean anybody. Because the boys, that's what they call hockey. The boys, they had a celebration the night before.
No.
What?
Now, you see how he just made that smug little comment? But then when I ask him hockey questions,
he get mad.
He got mad. You get mad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
He got you.
No, I'm sorry.
No. That's what they say in hockey. Like, so if you know so much about hockey, which I did not know they call that the boys or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll ask my boy Tobes a hockey question. Why do you always ask me hockey questions? Like I'm a hockey expert.
Well, it's okay. I didn't know how to pronounce Boquist's first name yesterday, which by the way, it is Jesper.
I know it is.
It's the we call
him. You know why?
Yeah.
There's a golfer. His name is Jesper Parnevik.
Is he Swedish?
Yes.
Ah.
So that's why I said it was Jesper.
That's why we call him the Yes Man.
Minus one.
He just trying to backtrack from that foolishness.
But even though it was a hard J, if you guys listened to Tobes yesterday, you hit on that 5-1 on a Jesper Boquist goal because he had two of them yesterday.
Ooh.
He had two of them yesterday. But anyway, so Kevin Stenlund, a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday he's out there, all right. They say, "Oh, Stenny, come on, buddy," because they've been doing this tour like they did for Lomberg, where every time they get to a town where somebody was on the championship team, they did it for Montour, they did it for Lomberg. Mm-hmm. They have a dinner the night before. They give the guy his ring. It's really cool. Do you think that kept Nico Mikola from hitting him and fighting him yesterday? No,
dude. I'm like. I don't know what it is. And here's the thing. They annoy every other team so much that the other team wants to fight. But now they're like, oh, this is the area in which we live.
Yeah, we got you.
We've been waiting for this moment. Come get some. And then next thing you know, they go on a run.
Yep. Everything has just...
A post-fight run is what I like to call it.
The cherry on top is always when the Panthers win, final horn sounds, and then they're not going to leave the ice until they get one more fight at the Panthers. And I'm like, you guys lost. You're like, what do the kids call it today? Crashing out? That's what they do. They get the other team to crash out. Take that L. And they're like, the kids say that.
No. I mean, I'm not hip with the kids.
You know,
the kids say that, J-Fig. I'm not making that up.
You know what they call that? They call that being on tilt.
Yeah. What?
Being on tilt.
That's poker.
Who says that? The boys?
It's poker, but you can say it's a poker reference, but you use it in other places.
Yeah,
so where you just get so mad you can't concentrate on and do what you're supposed to do. So when that game ends and they done lost and then they just go bat bleep crazy, on tilt.
It's just funny though, because everybody's just like, they go, all right, let's get welcome back to TNT, NHL on TNT. Well, I got to tell you, those Panthers, they gave a lot of fights. I'm like, man, aren't you guys supposed to like break it down in a more sophisticated way?
No, why did they like, say, why does everybody want to fight the Panthers?
19. Number 19.
Hey, he is such a pass.
And then after the game, he's just so calm.
Yep. Hey,
well, I mean, you hear him talk.
That's hockey.
You hear him talk. He's like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
But he gets on the ice.
I think that's that Kachuk blood.
Absolutely.
Because even the older Kachuks look like they...
Except Grandma Kachuk. But you know, bro, Grandma Kachuk probably has hit a bunch of them with like her purse.
Her pan.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no. She used the pan on them.
You think so?
Yeah. Pan was like a hockey stick.
She's probably the one that trained them to have that kind of mentality.
They all said they're afraid of her.
I would be too.
I like that.
Because she was the only one judging them when both Kachuks were fighting each other.
Yeah.
The younger brother's the one. He's a little bit wilder than Matthew.
He had the broken face pretty recently. Right? And his mouth guard, his mom got really. He said, my mom's going to be furious at me because I didn't wear the mouth guard.
Let me tell you, I broke my jaw with a mouthpiece. So
Oof.
Those mouthpieces. Mm. I mean, yep, I fell on the fullback was blocking in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch. No small dude. He's like 6'3", 250, right? He tripped. He fell. Oh, no. Somebody tripped me, and I fell on the back of his heel. And his heel went up like this.
Oh.
And then when I got up, I was like, I'm having problems opening my mouth.
Wait a minute. How long? You had a broken jaw?
Yeah.
You had to eat through a straw?
Yeah.
That must have been the worst part of your life, time of your life.
Well, I wasn't even. First of all, this was the hardest thing for me. I refused to eat blended food. So they had to, so it was all shakes. And I had to drink 4,000 calories of shakes.
Oh.
Just to keep my weight, and I still lost weight.
Your stomach was not helping.
That's not fun.
Just like every like 2 hours, take a sip, drink this much, drink this much. It was brutal. But they made fun of me because they said, even with a broken jaw, we can understand fully what you're saying.
I believe that. Here's the Yes Man's goal yesterday. This was the game winner for the Cats.
Out of the near circle, Boqvist a shot, and that's wide. Over on the far side, Verhaeghe is there. Looks out front, Jesper Boqvist a shot, he scores! Jesper Boqvist from the slot. He was set up, he rips it. Glove side, pass from Elka. And the Panthers double their lead. It's 2-0.
They've really gotten to that point, too, with the empty netters, where they really start gambling really long ahead. Because it was like 2-1. They're like, all right, we got to pull them. And Boqvist just like throws a huge backhand, and it goes the whole way. And you're like, goal, game's over. Now you're down 2.
So he scored the only 2 goals.
No. He scored 2. One was an empty netter because it goes Rhino getting the first goal. Yes, we put him up 2-0. Utes got on the board, and then they pulled their goalie with 2 minutes left. Boqvist hit a backhand for an empty netter, and then Lustarainen had one just to put the cherry on top.
So Jesper technically had the game winner because he scored the second goal.
Right.
I see. That's garbage.
You think it should be Rhino?
No, I just think that when you say game-winning goal, I'm thinking third period, the score's tied.
Mm-mm.
Not if the score's 1-0. If the score's 1-0 and you play 50 more minutes of hockey.
I got you.
That's not a game winner to me.
You think last minute, second.
Well, not last minute, but I'm saying if it's 2-2 and you score the third goal, that's a game winner.
Game decider?
Right.
Why'd you even call it that? I think they call it the go-ahead.
But I'm just like, but to say he had the game-winning goal and he scored in the first period.
No, it was in the third.
He scored the
They scored goals in the second.
Yes. No, they scored the goal in the first.
And then
they were up 1-0. And then Jesper scored it early in the third, like, and then he had the empty netter.
Okay.
First minute.
All right, I'm more, but that's a weird thing.
I get you.
You know what I mean? The go ahead is that's when it's 1-0. Right? And then if it ends up being 1-0, they'll say the game winner. Which come on, you can't have a game. Like, I've never scored a touchdown in the first quarter and said, this is the game winner.
Fair point.
Right. Okay.
Either way, Panthers do win. Back at it tomorrow or on Saturday. Saturday afternoon.
I don't even care about all that.
Hmm?
You know what I'm thinking about. I know I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch as much Pens as I can in the middle of the night. I'm gonna get in all that, but it's Friday. Didn't Jimmy come back this Friday or next Friday?
No, it's next Friday. Okay. Next Friday.
Also the next Panthers.
They play.
And the Panthers play Saturday.
Yeah, I meant Saturday. Saturday afternoon. Saturday.
On TV.
There's a game tonight, though.
Heat play tonight.
Yeah, Heat play tonight.
I'm talking about.
Who's playing tonight?
Notre Dame. Penn State.
All
right.
It's a weird. That's a weird game.
Why is it weird?
Because it's almost. This game could be the equivalent of Army playing Navy. Because that's what they do well, and I think both teams are a little bit Notre Dame quarterback. He's a rusher. He's the third leading rusher with like 700 yards.
Oh, there's not gonna be bombs over back.
But I'm saying,
they're not throwing the ball.
And the Penn State quarterback, he's a little skittish, right? So it's gonna be Army versus Navy. Everybody gonna run the ball. Might throw three passes.
All I want is for Al Golden to get embarrassed. That's all I want.
That ain't gonna happen.
Oh, damn it!
Not because of him. But because of their offense.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll take a break here on the show. Those headlines were brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose one with 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. The Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Back with more after this.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Utah Jazz revenge game. Jazz embarrassed the Heat last time they faced off.
Man, I don't think they care about all that.
Oh, I care, dude.
Yeah, you do.
I care about that. Don't embarrass me again.
Dude, I saw a replay of one of the coolest things.
What's that?
Bryce Young pulling a Steph Curry.
Oh, the no-look TV raise? I saw that, too.
Okay.
Bryce Young had himself a little resurgence. Little resurgence.
Can we say that he also saw Lamar Jackson do that the day before?
Did he?
Lamar Jackson did that against Houston. No, not Houston. I'm sorry, Cleveland, where he threw a pass and then he turned around and did the Steph Curry celebration.
Hmm.
So that's I think everybody in the NFL is going to start doing that now.
Until one of them throw a pick.
Unless, one of them does a Nick Young.
Oh, my goodness. Nick Young. Was it Nick Young that shot a ball from three-quarter court and they had 20 seconds left?
Probably. Nick Young did a lot of...
He did. He's the famous for the... He did the no-look and it bricked. It was nowhere close.
Kemba Walker did that as well.
Oh, yeah. He did a shimmy. He was like...
He did a shimmy.
It was... I was like, oh, okay. That was something right there. That was something. But yeah, the Heat are back in action tonight. 9 o'clock is your tip. From Salt Lake City. We had back-to-back days of taking on Utah. So we'll have that for you, of course, here, 560 WQM.
You think the guys went to the game yesterday? You think the Heat players went to the Panthers game?
No, Markkanen was there.
Markkanen was there.
Markkanen was there, and I think Jordan Clarkson was. They made a big deal out of the Jazz. The Jazz owner also now owns Utah Hockey Club. D-Wade now also is a piece of Utah Hockey Club. And they made a big deal of Markkanen being there.
I would have thought the Panthers.
But Markkanen, I think, is boys with Barkov because he's from Finland.
Right. I would have thought the Heat. I mean, there's nothing to do.
Not
with
like
Salt
you,
Lake.
Like you wouldn't be friends with any other Finnish hockey player.
Hmm?
It's not a very big place.
No, but there's not many, like, there's not many Finnish NBA guys.
I know all of the football players that are from New Orleans, pretty much.
No,
New
that,
Orleans is very small.
The Panthers and the Finns really do have a special connection, but I don't think there's many NBA guys.
Panthers, he players should have went to the Panther game yesterday. There's nothing to do in Salt Lake.
I think Ira Winderman went to the Panthers game.
Nice, Ira.
Saw Ira there. Or at least he tweeted pictures from
it. It is the one sport that TV doesn't do justice, and there's no way you can do it. You have to see. If you went and saw a hockey game live, it is a life changer. Like, I, because when I was at Michigan, our hockey team was really good. They're usually always in the Frozen Four, they call it. Mm. It is just, it's different. College is different. They don't fight. But it's so fast. It is so fast.
Leroy.
Yeah.
Over under on non-intangibles at the game yesterday in Utah.
Jordan Clarkson?
Wait, oh, he went to the game, right? Yeah,
yeah, that's what the owner said. They didn't show him. They showed Markkanen. I didn't saw Clark,
let me see. In Utah?
That's not working.
I got it.
Colin Sexton? Was he there?
So we have to pull Utah Jazz players.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that makes up almost the whole 1.9% sports. Like, do they count all the Utah and the Utah State players? If you took sports out of Utah, I mean, how many non-intangibles would you have? Isn't Brigham Young in Utah?
It is.
I've seen a couple non-intangibles on
Who's the guy?
Because they got to go. Here's
the
thing.
They just recruited that kid. Who's the kid that was on First Take?
Yeah, but when you go to school at Brigham Young, you got to sign up for the honor retreat or whatever.
Yeah, you got to do a mission.
A mission.
I don't think you have to do a mission if you're going to be a basketball player.
Sean Bradley did.
Yeah.
That kid's not staying. But who's the kid they just got? That kid's not.
Or do you have to do it if you're Mormon?
Oh, you got. Yes. Yes.
I think you have to. What you have to do for what you have to do. Most Mormons just have to do a mission because it's their religion.
That's what I'm saying. It's not if you go to Brigham.
But at Brigham Young, I believe you sign like it's like a code of honor or something, which basically means no drinking, no hanky panky.
Oh, yeah, because remember a couple of basketball players got booted.
Mm-hmm.
But even the name sounds weird.
Brigham Young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brigham Young.
Dun, dun, dun. Brigham Young. And then what's the nickname of their rivals?
The Utes. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Utah Utes.
I don't even, what is their nickname? Brigham Young?
Cougars.
That's Brigham Young Cougars.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah.
Listen, they got some Brigham Young Cougars on us. Real Housewives of Salt Lake.
Will you stop with that?
What?
He loves reality TV.
I really do. Well, I'm on a job.
I walked into Fonz's room last night.
Yep.
One of his guys, you know, they make music together, do stuff. They've been friends since, you know, high school.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a reality show.
What you watching?
And they're watching it. Let me, I'm going to ask him. Caveat. Caveat.
Hmm?
It was on BET. So.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I watch some BET shows. They got anything good?
I don't know. I got to ask him what the name of the show was. Let me ask
him. It's a reality show?
Yeah.
Man, hold on.
It's like a dating game where like.
Is it like the guy pops the balloon? It's like, nah, no.
No, it's like six dudes
and then one lady.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they all. I know what you're talking about.
He was on that one?
Yeah.
It's foul. yeah.
That
one's crazy.
And so I was just making fun of all of them because they all, you know, they all trying to dress sharp and one looked like a giant grape. He looked like Luther Vandross. I'm like, he ain't got no chance.
Which Luther? Skinny Luther or KFC Luther?
In between. He wasn't thin, and he wasn't big. He was, but you could tell that he probably should have wore black.
Yeah, when you talk about Luther, you got to ask which Luther. Skinny Luther or KFC Luther?
Yeah.
Wallaby Wallace says, Cougars, no wonder Zach Wilson went there. You think Zach Wilson looks at this year and he's like, I still got hope if I watch what Sam Darnold did?
I think every quarterback who gets in one of those situations. Now, there's some quarterbacks, to be fair. There's some quarterbacks that go into the best situation, right,
mm-hmm.
and then can't play. Like, I don't know what to make of Trey Lance.
Oh, I can. He stinks.
Yeah, I think he stinks.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Wasn't Trey Lance like Anthony Richardson? Like, he didn't play much football.
Exactly.
And he played at North Dakota State.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be good.
Everybody got duped that COVID year, bro.
You take Zach Wilson as the Dolphins backup next year?
No.
Why not?
You don't want no Jets thing.
Here's what you have to do. And this is part of the reason why they kept Skylar Thompson. Because to bring in a new guy and assume he can do that time, quick release kind of stuff, when you kind of saw Skylar do it, it is a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says, yeah, we had, you know, a lot of the top, well, it's no guarantee that they've ever been the type of quarterback that you know, make quick reads and threw it with accuracy. So I was kind of okay with them keeping Skyler because at least they knew or had an idea what, you know, by coaching him up and whatever, they had an idea that he could do some of those things. Now, he couldn't because when he played on the big club instead of fourth quarter in preseason against real pros, it didn't work out. But I understand the concept behind it. You can't just bring anybody in. So we all see a name like, oh, why don't you just bring Ryan Tannehill back? His problem was he held on to the ball. You don't want that. Mm-mm. So, like, there's a lot that goes into just, especially with what your system is.
You got to think Zach Wilson used to get rid of the ball because he had that Jets offensive line.
Yeah, but was he accurate?
Let's not talk about offensive lines here.
What?
No. Yeah, we can't. We are in.
We're going to get a couple guards. We're going to be good, baby.
Oh, yeah?
A couple guards.
Yeah, it's that time.
Here, let me say this.
It's that time to invest now.
When you change two or three offensive linemen,
yeah,
it's almost like trading in the NBA, right? When you have a game, you know, or a time period to where they all have to get used to working together.
They're not going to get rid of everybody. They really just need two new guys. I mean,
okay, it's still like, well, are you assuming that young fella's ready to take over Teron Armstead?
He better be ready to take over Teron Armstead. He better be.
Whether he better or not,
better be ready.
You're assuming that he will.
Better be ready.
And wait, what if he's not as good as Teron Armstead?
He's probably not going to be as good as Teron Armstead.
Okay,
but you can't go. But dude, you can't go through another season Teron Armstead. You can't.
No, you can't. I'm not saying you. I'm saying I'm treating it as if though you're going to have a new left tackle. So now there's three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it might take a little bit. Now, you want to know what this sounds bad. What I'm about to say sounds terrible.
Say it.
Right? If Brian Callahan get fired, we go spend a boatload of money for Bill Callahan, who's the best.
Oh, you want his dad?
Yeah.
Oh. Absolutely.
Because his dad left Cleveland. And now they can't run the ball for social distancing.
I can't get Scarletti from New England.
And why?
I mean, he was
Bill Callahan is the best.
I mean, if you can't get Callahan, you can get.
You're not going to get Callahan. Bill Callahan left only to coach with his son.
Yeah, but
it had nothing to do with money. It had nothing to do with. He only left because he wanted to coach with his son.
I don't think I don't have a problem with Butch Berry. I mean, Butch Berry did a good job a couple of years ago. He was just. He's like, I can't fault a coach who's forced to play Liam Eikenberg. I can't. I can't. Trust me. I am guaranteeing that once Liam Eikenberg is off this line, things will be looking up.
I hate to say this, but we've been complaining about the offensive line for like 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and 2 years ago was the best version of this offensive line, right? And all those guys, a lot of those guys are gone, even with them moving guys around.
Williams is gone. Hunt is in Carolina now.
Right. Good luck with that.
What do you mean? He was recruiting Cheetah.
Really?
He was. By the way, speaking of Cheetah, some new evidence has come out of his quitting. We'll get to that coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no truck.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Vlad in for Froggy today. Panthers, they win last night 4-1 against the Utah Hockey Club. Heat in action against Utah tonight. We'll get to some Heat stuff, where things are at with the Jimmy Butler. But let's get to the other quitter in town. That's Tyreek Hill. And this was pretty fascinating because the Tyreek Hill thing is interesting because, yes, the Heat got to deal with this Jimmy Butler thing, and, you know, they got to deal with the whole drama of it in season. But it's always interesting with Tyreek Hill because you probably knew it was a possibility you could get to this point. But, you know, the Dolphins did take care of Tyreek Hill. It's a pretty obvious reason as to why his numbers were down with Tua missing 6 games this year.
and him dropping balls.
He did drop balls. He did drop balls. But I'm just saying, like, it's pretty obvious. And you would just think, like, somebody could be in the headspace to accept that. But very clearly he couldn't.
Here's the problem, though. The talk didn't start that way. And it's human nature. And what he did, he got more and more irritated. He got more and more irritated until it got to that point. And I got it. So that was the problem. And you could tell. Everybody could see, uh-oh, it's building. He's getting ready to say something. But like I said before, you can walk back, everybody. But please, I do a show with a professional, a guy who backtracks.
Who?
Facts Marcos? Have changed and stuff like that.
What are you talking about?
Man, you make Jason Sehorn proud.
Don't.
What are you talking about, dude? What do I backtrack on?
So I'm just saying something and then, like, everybody does it. So he could have always been able to come back and apologize and say it was the heat of the moment. I was upset at how the season went, my output, whatever. Everybody, that would have been forgiven. Here's the problem. How do you go back into the locker room after you refuse to go out and play? Forget the ownership, the coaches, the fans. How do you go back in that locker room after refusing to play? And so he kind of backed himself into a corner with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could go back in that locker room and they still say, nah, we don't want that. So I don't know how you mend that fence.
Well, this was fascinating because this started going viral yesterday, which was in the middle of the game. It was in the third quarter. Jaylen Waddle basically turned around because he's looking at he's on the field with River Craycraft and Malik Washington.
Who they like?
Who, Malik Washington? Malik,
he stepped up towards the end of the year. Now he's a tic tac, but that's okay.
But Waddle's like looking around and he looks back and you can hear you could hear him after the broadcaster just basically say, Cheetah, are you done? This was
hoping that he has his fourth of the day right here.
Hey, Cheetah.
I mean, the Kirby enthusiasm music that just hits like right after that. If you want to just put the Dolphins in a curb
episode,
they're like Cheetah done. Yup, dun dun dun.
At that moment, so we're playing the result here. But I'm gonna say at that moment, nobody knows why. So, no, you don't know why. You don't get into details at that moment. He just said, hey, are you done?
It's that stadium, man.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm more than sure.
Well, he knows now, though.
Well, he knows now.
I'm sure he knows
but
now.
But I'm more than sure at the moment, he didn't know why. That's why he said, you're done? So, like, look, it's an unfortunate thing. His actions backed him into this corner, not his words. I've been around sports long enough. People say some stupid stuff.
I genuinely don't care about the press conference. I really
right.
don't.
That's
I don't
what I'm
care
saying.
About the press conference.
But again,
I really don't. I don't. If you wanted to like say like how much weight would I put on that the fact that he is, you know, I mean the fact. I guess the one thing I would say to that though is if he had been that frustrated where he did take himself out. I understand that he didn't want to speak to the media, but it also is not like this is an emotional thing that he hasn't been frustrated for hours, because if that's in the middle of the third quarter, you have a lot of time where this has been boiling.
Yeah.
But my bigger issue is you stop playing the game? Why? Right. Like, come on,
that's
man.
That's it. And here's – I can only speak from my own experiences, no matter how mad – and pissed off I've been at a coach or even another player. I've played with guys I did not like. When you say you're a competitor, That means any opportunity you get, you go out there and compete. And that is like, don't tell, see, the two don't match, right? The two don't match. If you say I'm a competitor, I'm fighting till the doors fall off of this thing, and then you say I'm out, those two don't match. Who, which one are you? Are you the one that if it gets tough and you're struggling, that you're not going to keep fighting, right? Because, you know, it comes a point in the game, and we hear, like, Tyler Hero could go 0 for 10 from 3 and then make two threes in the fourth quarter that seal the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what fighting through adversity is.
Sure.
That's what never quitting and being competitive is, right? So who's to say Cheetah couldn't make the – make a difference.
Absolutely.
Who couldn't make a play at the end of the game? You can't, you know, there is no other word other than he quit.
He quit, and he also had a bad season as far as the drops. He had, you know, he had the Houston game where him and Tua just could not get on the same page. Seemed like he was running the wrong route all the time. He had the ball ripped out of his hands for an interception at the end of a game. You know, and sorry, like you went from the number one player in the NFL, and I'm not gonna sit here and say that he's washed, but man, I mean that was a cliff fall season.
You have bad years, right? Every year isn't Mike Evans. There's only one other guy who had that year, and that's Jerry Rice. Two people. So if you play in that sport, you understand that. So you have to just kind of fight through it. Somebody asked me, how would I handle the Tariq situation? It depends on who it is. So say,
well, in this case, it would be Randy Moss or Chris Carter.
If it, well, here's the deal, is that that's a different position. And that's why I say my relationship, even though I was cool with him, it might not be cool like that. Say if it was Robert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I would say, look, you're my boy, but you can't do this. You can't. Right? And we have enough of a relationship that if I were to do it, he would say the same thing to me. I can't, like, you can't just do that to anybody because you don't have that relationship to where you can just check them. Like, you know, you have boys, right? You have friends, but you can't. All of your boys you can't put in check. Some of them you can because y'all a little bit closer. But there's somebody who could. Now, is he going to listen? That's a whole nother conversation.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, too, is like when we learn, you know, on the day after, all the players are complaining or venting letting it know that everybody is being late all the time. And then the coach is saying, well, I've been finding guys left and right. And they don't say that it's Tyreek Hill, but I think we all –
we kind of making that assumption.
We are.
Right?
Is it a fair assumption?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, and I'm saying when you have, this is the question with Mike, right? Like, you know, beautiful little weirdo that he is, do guys walk all over him? Like, is he running too much of a player friendly place where in that. In hard times, will people rally around this coach?
It's easy.
Here's what I would say. Don't take what you hear and see as what they hear and see. Okay? I know a lot of coaches who were friendly players coaches and were mean as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not just gonna make that assumption. But I'm also going to say this.
He's not mean, though, dude.
You don't know that. No,
it's a question you need to ask. You guys have to ask.
But
can he lead men? That's the question you need to ask. Leroy, let me ask you. Do you think Mike McDaniel can lead men?
Yes.
You think so?
I do.
Well, if there, because when you're hearing these reports, doesn't look like he's leading men.
But here's what you have to do, and here's what Mike is learning, right? That there's a bigger picture than one or two players. And sometimes you need to make the point. And a lot of times these guys come into situations and they feel that our relationship is such that he would not do something like this. And when it happens, now you got to figure out a way to handle it. And it's just kind of how it works. Like one of the, I tell you who everybody loves, Man Campbell. Now he's tough as nails.
Yeah.
But that, so you can be.
You know why though, dude. Come on.
You can be both.
But he's also emotional. Like, man, you can be both. You could be right. Tough, a hard ass.
Right.
But man, guess what?
Man Campbell.
But you don't know how he's, like, the conversations that we have with Dan Campbell.
I have a guess.
Aren't the same as the conversations the team is having.
I definitely think that if Tyreek Hill was late 4 or 5 times a season and he fined him, Man Campbell's dropping the gloves.
But here's the other thing, though. Here's the other thing you have to realize.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any of those guys. Everybody's young.
What?
Everybody. No. Who?
Got Calais.
I'm talking about
Detroit.
On Detroit's team.
Jameson Williams. He's gambling. He gets suspended. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And No. But doing that ain't got nothing to do. I'm talking about around the building. Like, let me tell you something.
I mean, if you gambling, I building,
had 4 or 5 conversations with Denny Green. I'm talking about serious conversations, you know, about football or whatever, since the whole time I was there. You know what the first thing I learned about Denny Green? Don't be late.
Understood.
That didn't come from him. That came from Chris Carter. That came from Robert Smith. Don't be late.
But the thing that I think is tough for Mike is, like, if Cheetah's acting this way around you, and, like, Mike McDaniel, like, basically leaned into Cheetah for 2 years and was like, you're my guy, you're my captain, you're going to be the face of my
sometimes
team.
Sometimes coaches do that.
As a reverse and psychology,
empower players so that they become an example. And it didn't work.
This year, when it got tough.
Well,
that's the thing.
You don't hear, again, you don't know if it worked back then.
Fair.
Right? You know, because what a coach deems a leader and the players deem a leader are two different things. You see what I mean? Like, okay, they call Jimmy a leader. Bam's the captain.
Yeah.
There's a difference. And so I would say that, and I'm going to, because Mike has never had to deal with this. Like, we all seem to think that right away a man could go in there in front of a whole bunch of other men. And sometimes some guys have to figure it out.
I think Mike has good qualities because, listen, he did a great job refurbishing where Tua was in his career. So I think on an individual basis, I think that, you know,
but
he
But you
can,
don't know as a
I don't.
Group.
I'm just talking about when you have a problem now. Because there are different, you're right, like there are different things as a head coach. He started off with two, you know, pretty gravy years because the, you know, it's all good when you're winning and you're putting up monster points, but I think you got to know is, like, all right, how are things going to do when they're tough? Like, how can you get out of the hole? And it just feels like right now he's searching for it. He was even like answered, like, well, what do you do? Somebody asked him, I think it was Perk, was like, well, what do you do if the fines aren't working? And he's like, I guess the ultimate ultimatum, which is like, so you cut them? Like, I don't,
right,
like,
but
is that where it goes?
That was an announcement in camp 1 year. Then he said, I don't find people. I cut them. But here's what I would say. Who's a better leader of men? Mike McDaniel or the last coach?
Flo.
Why? Based on what?
Respect? I don't know.
But here's the problem. He almost ruined a career.
His casualties.
Yeah, no, but, not at quarterback,
but,
though.
But also the word was on Flo. Like, Fitzpatrick just did an interview about this or a podcast about this, talking about when things got tough for Flo, he basically iced everybody out, even the coaching staff.
Right. You have this preconceived notion about what you see.
I mean, Flo, whoop your ass.
But
that's respect. Like, you got
it. No, that's not.
Just because you can win a fight, just because you look tough, doesn't mean you have the respect of the men in the locker room.
It would be great if, like, Mike McDaniel.
It doesn't mean that, Vlad.
Imagine if, like, Mike McDaniel was, like, a black belt at judo.
Let me ask you something. Who do you think would garner more respect? Bill Belichick or Flo?
Belichick.
Why?
Because he has established winning.
But again.
But here's the thing. What you're saying is good. Let me finish this. You know how Danny Green set the tone? I don't find players. I cut their asses. So that's out the gate. Everybody knows he's not playing around. He's the head in charge. If you mess up, he'll cut your ass.
Yeah.
That ain't happening with Mike McDaniel.
But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. He wasn't going to never cut Chris Carter, Randy Moss, or Robert Smith. We knew that. But they were on board. Right? They passed him. So when you say, yeah, did the coach have respect?
I think
Denny Green had respect because of the guys around him.
Well, I think another problem that they have right now, honestly, because I think another arm for him is that his quarterback was hurt. And I think everybody's account, Tua runs that locker room. Tua is the guy, and if Tua can't play and he's sitting there in a Belichick hoodie and a Snuggie,
right.
You know, what can he do on the sidelines when he's not playing?
You hated his fit.
Hated that fit, dude. No, it's such a bad look.
I'm telling you, like, you know, like, I don't know how else to put it, to say a captain is not always the leader, and how coaches are in a press conference is not one of the things where, think about this. The only thing we remember about Denny Green is his outburst. Yeah. He wasn't like that.
Doesn't matter. It's still
good. Right? I heard Denny raise his voice twice. And all the times I was at Minnesota, and everybody around the thing was like, uh-oh, it's coming. Y'all better get right.
But could you imagine, like, even if you saw Mike McDaniel really lose it, like, I'd almost want to give him a snack to calm down.
No. but again, you're making...
Ritalin.
You're taking and making being stern and being that guy.
And being a good coach. I understand.
Garnering respect.
But this has kind of been my thing of him, and we got to take a break, but this has kind of been my thing with him, the call and plays. Like, I feel like this guy seems like an innovative guy, but it just feels like, to me, watching him, this even comes down with the challenges thing about why he stinks. Like, he just seems like it's just too much on his plate. And I just think that he's got to lean into to something here.
Here's what this team needs. This team needs more Bam Adebayos.
I don't know if you want to.
Let me explain to you why. Okay. He has it in Tua. Mm-hmm. He needs more guys like that have been with him for a couple of years to kind of carry that banner into the locker room. Yeah. Like, guys that I told you were with Denny from the get-go.
There was an interesting comment Sealer made about this the other day. We'll play that for you on the other side. Hour 2 coming up.